Honorable Mayor. Thank you. My name is Jackson. Honorable Mayor. My name is Jackson Yegon. Yes. As we are nearing the end of the age and the coming of our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, this is the end time. We ought to know many things, and we ought to learn and learn and understand. Because out there are so many false prophets. I want to share with you one scripture before I go to the main message. We want to learn today about our inheritance. If you go asking there and finding want to find about where will we go after this life, what are we after in all our beliefs accepting Yeshua, what is the purpose, what are we to gain by believing? I think you will get the answer. We are going to heaven. That's the main answer you can get from outside there. But when we go to the scripture, we find quite opposite. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. First letter of John. There is a little message there I want to learn. Warning us about the false prophet and what we ought to do so as not these evil spirits and the evil messages come to us. This book of John, you know, this was John who was always with our Master. He was near him, and he could reveal him all the secret. This John was one of the core people. He was inside circle, one of the inside circle of our Messiah, and he could tell him many things. And this was the beloved apostle. He revealed many things to John. So we will read this verse, and we know, we can see what was the real message warning us today of the last days. The book of John, he is warning the beloved there. He says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, because many spirits have come this so that they why are we not believing the spirit? Is it because there are very many, and we ought to know and understand very well these spirits. There are very many from the devil. In that book of John, if we read, I think we have found the very message. And you have gone through this this book. That's when I want to start our main message today about our inheritance. What are we going to have? Well, let us now see And we want to go to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse, I may mention in the scriptures, so you can be quick on writing it down. I may not be reading because of time, so I want you to know and quote it, because if you fail to write them, you may forget. So this Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And let us see this Galatians. Don't forget, I said what we inherit. I'm going slowly because I see the translation somewhere so that they can understand with themselves. If I go quickly, you may miss many things in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. We're going to read this one. Chapter 3, verse 29. This book, it says, it is the ending of the Galatians. And verses 29, quickly let me put this my glasses so that I may see properly. If you are of Messiah, then you are a seed of Abraham, even he has according to the promises. Well, this Galatian says, if we are of Messiah, that means if we have accepted Messiah, we have received, we have been made a covenant by baptism, and we have become one of Abraham's seeds. If we want to know what we can inherit, we must first of all know what Abraham was promised. And if we go and find out, we want to find out what was promised to Abraham so that we can, that was in our inheritance, also because we have come to believe in Messiah, being immersed in water, having made a covenant with him, and we have become heirs to Abraham, or we are Abraham's children. We are no longer Gentiles, we are no longer nations, but we are Israelites of Yahweh. Now, we want to find now what was given to Abraham, what was promised to Abraham by Yahweh. We want to see first, I'm not going to read many scriptures, but we want to have some few scriptures so that we can grab them and understand, even though we don't know a lot of scripture. There are so many, many, many about Abraham, but he was promised, he was told to come out from his father's land and go out. He underwent so many trials until Yahweh see Abraham was the right person to trust. And that is, if you trust in Yahweh and do his commandments, his statutes, you will become a friend of Yahweh, and Yahweh will respect you, and Yahweh will call you your friend. He was a friend of Moses. He used Moshe to bring the children of Israel from captivity, from Egypt to the promised land. So let us find out what was Abraham given in the book of Genesis. First, let us go quickly in the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy, first 34, chapter 34. We will begin with verses 4. And Yahweh said to him, "This is the land which I have sworn to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." This is Moses being given this instruction, and because he could not cross over to see to that land, he was given opportunity to see the land. Or because this Mount Nebo is a mountain which is a bit taller, you can stand and see everywhere. In verse 1 here, you come to verse 1 in this chapter 34, we see the beginning of all this matter. And Moshe went up from the plain of Moab to Mount Nebo, the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jordan. And Yahweh caused him to see all the land, Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and in the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, to the sea beyond, and then again under the plain of the valley of Jericho, and the city of palm trees, to Zoar. Now you see, that was the Moses seeing the land which was promised to Abraham long time ago. If you can see in the book of Genesis 12, book of Genesis 17, there are so many promises there. One day he was called to come out and see, and he was told face north, face south, east and west. This land I will give it to you. And now we are finding what Abraham was promised, and that is our promise. He was promised the land. He was not promised heaven. And now, as I say that, you cannot see any promise to heaven. And the people now, if we go out, we are hearing outside there, they are saying, "Believe in Jesus and you will be saved. Repent and be saved so that you can go to heaven." That is their message, which is against the scriptures. It is not in the scriptures. Now, if we go right now and see what was happening, what was Yeshua saying? What did Yeshua say about heaven? Chapter 14 of John. John chapter 14. I want you to pay particularly verse 3, but we begin with verse 1 in the book of John the Apostle. Verse 3, I want to read, but we read verse 3. "And no one has gone up into heaven except he having gone down." John first 14. John first chapter 14. Sorry. John chapter 14. the Apostle John chapter 14. The place he went to prepare. 14 verse 1. John 14 verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in Yahweh and believe in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and if not, I would have told you. So, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. That means you want to prepare a place for us. And he will come after preparing these places. So, what will happen to this mansion you want to prepare? We will come to that. First, we want to pay attention to this verse 3. He says, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He never said, I will come and take you to heaven. There is no heaven mentioned there in the book of John 14. We will revisit John. I want you not to move from that book. We'll be reading from that book. We'll have to read so few scriptures from there. Now, he went to prepare a place for us, and where, when we read the book of 1 Thessalonians, which is saying that we will meet Messiah, in this book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, we can read only verse 4. Verse 17, Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Thessalonians 4:17. Well, then we who remain alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with our master in the air, and so we will always be with our master. Verse 17. When we are resurrected, there is two resurrections, first resurrection and second resurrection. And this is the first resurrection, when he come down with a shout, with the sound of the angels and the trumpet of Yahweh, and he says those who are asleep in Yeshua will be resurrected, and those who are still alive, they will be chained. And I think this time is you are to be given immortality. Immortality is the body. We can call it, that is a death-proof body. You are given that, and this one will enable you to meet him in the air. He never says that after meeting there in the air, they are being taken to heaven. No, he never says that. While we are there in the air, we can see what will happen. We can consult the prophets. What did in the book of Torah says? What are the prophets saying about the coming of our master? We can see the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 4. Let us see the prophet. The book of Prophet read Zechariah 14, verse 4. And his seed shall stand in the day of the on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall divide from its middle, from the east even to the west. A very great valley, and a half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. The feet of our Master will step on the Mount Olives. We have seen that we have been meeting him, and he was coming down, so we come down together. He is now Yeshua, the coming, the second time, is coming as a king. He is coming to reign. He is coming to rule. Some of the people said we'll go there to heaven, maybe sometime seven years. Others are saying 3 years, others are saying 1,000 years. But here we'll see his feet stepping in Mount Zion. Mount Zion is in Jerusalem. Some of us have gone there, they have seen there. And while you are up there, you can see many things. Down there, you can see in the valley, you can see a lot of graves. And why are those graves are there? Because of the Jews. They understand about their Torah. They know what will happen. So when they grow old, they say, okay, they come to Jerusalem, and if they die here, just bury me in the valleys. Maybe they were thinking that if he stepped the first time, he would be the first person to resurrect. And that was not a bad idea, because they were longing and they were waiting, and they know he will come and step on that mountain. Well, and we see another prophet. This prophet is a prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 10. It's a piece of scripture here. It's a good, which also it will start another exodus of Israelites coming to Jerusalem. It says, "And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and enter Zion, with a singing and everlasting joy on their head, gladness and joy shall reach them, and sorrow and sighing shall flee." This also is stipulated in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4, and also the book of the same prophet Isaiah, 51, and verse 11. That this is also there. Another exodus. And we know that the rain will be here on the earth. And this, when Yahweh created the first man, Adam, the aim and the plan of Yahweh was this man to live there. And he put him in the Garden of Eden. I think this kingdom was to grow, to extend to the whole earth. The main and thinking of Yahweh, the mind of Yahweh, was this earth, this human being that was made, was to live here. This earth could be transformed to become a home for the saints. But the evil one came and spoiled everything, and the plan was postponed until it won somebody, a man who was called the second Adam, who was the Messiah. Being impaled on the tree, and then he resurrected after the day. and he is now a savior for mankind. Now, that is where and what we are going to inherit the earth after being cleansed, after Yeshua calmed down and reigned for 1,000 years, and after 1,000 years, he offered his kingdom to his father. And then after that, there will be we cannot be counting time or whatever. It will be forever and ever and ever and ever. And that we are looking for that. So now we are going to hear what our Messiah says about heaven, because people want heaven. And later on, we want to come and see who is the engine of this heaven. Let us read the first letter of John, not the first letter, but John the Apostle, John chapter 3, verse 13. John chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 13. And no one has gone up into heaven except he having come down out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. He denied completely that no one has gone into heaven. People are saying that Enoch, Elijah, and what they are run now in heaven. Others are saying if you die, you move out the life soul and you go to heaven. Nothing like that. Resurrection has not happened. We will resurrect after the sound of the angel or of the sound of the archangel's trumpet. We can come alive. So I had said we can dwell on this book of John for some minutes. Let's go now to another book, John chapter 7, verse 33. John chapter 7, verses 33. Then Yeshua said to them, yet a little while I am with you, and I go to him who sent me, You will seek me, and you will die, where I am, you will not come. So that's another, the second scripture. Yes, for denying going to heaven. He never says, you will go to heaven. Yes, completely denying. He says, no. Another scripture in this book of John, chapter 8, verse 21. Chapter 8, verse 21. Then Yeshua said to them again, I go and you will seek me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you are not able to come. Where he was going, no one was able to go. So the promise is not heaven. Yeshua came from heaven and he says, nobody is there, not Elijah, not Moshe, not everyone. Even David was not there in heaven. Peter said in the book of Acts chapter 2, and he was 38 there, he says, his grave is with us today. He never ascended to heaven. David. So no one has gone into heaven. Another scripture. John chapter 13, verse 3. Some people reading this scripture from John, they say, no, Yeshua was telling the Jews, but we that have accepted Yeshua, we will go to heaven. So let us read this book of John 13:33. He was telling, who was he telling? My sons, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and I say to the Jews, where I go, you are not able to come. I also say to you now. So, Jews plus apostles, because here he says my son. So, here were all human. Nobody could ascend to heaven and go there. Now, we are going now revisiting the mansion. He went to prepare, because there will arise some question, what about the mansion he went to prepare? Can't we not go there and inherit, or we live there? What will happen? He was preparing for what? Let us go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2. We will see two scriptures there for confirmation. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. We will read verse 2 and verse 10. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Elohim, having been prepared as a bride, having been adorned for her husband. This is what he went to prepare. Those are part of mansion he went to prepare. They were adorned. And this mansion are coming down. John was shown. And what will happen is this mansion to come down. Verse 10. And he carried me in spirit unto a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Yahweh. You see, he repeated twice. Two witnesses can establish the truth. And we have found now what he went to prepare is coming down. So we cannot say we are going there to inherit. That's a very wrong wrong scripture notion or thing. And who was the engine of this origin of this heaven, going to heaven? Who told people to go, to be going to heaven? This is none other than the devil. Let us go to the book we see in the Tanakh. We read in the book of the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12. Chapter 14, verse 12. The book of Isaiah. We are now on to want to find the engine or the beginning. Who created all these things, and want to pay a special attention what happened. I mean 14 is the prophet Isaiah chapter 14. Verses 12. And I think we are there. 14 verses 12. verse 12. Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning, how you have fallen from heaven. You weakened the nation. You are cut down to the ground. Verse 13, I want now you to pay attention and try to count something here. I want you to count something here. You count, it announced five things. And this announcement, the word "I will," he said it five times. Verse 13. For you have said in your heart, "I will," that one, "I will go up to the heavens, and then I will raise my throne above the stars of hell, and I will," another "will," "sit in the mountain of appointment in the sides of the north." Are you counting? We are in the three "I will." Another one, 14, chapter verse 14. "I will raise over the heights of the clouds. I will be compared to a lion." You see, five "I will." He wanted to go into heaven. So this is the engine. This is the originator of going to heaven. And let alone he entered this "I will" to the preachers. When he wanted to go, he was thrown out. He was thrown after a very great fight ensued in heaven. The angels of Yahweh fought against the angels of the devil and the devil, and he was thrown. He was no longer, he could not have access going there in heaven. And when again, he entered and met some other people, and again, if we go back to read the book of Genesis, chapter 11. What made these people to build this a long tour heading to heaven? What made them? And the whole earth was of one lip and of one speech. And it happened as they traveled from the east, and they found a level valley in the land of Shinar, and they lived there. Verse 3. And each one said to his neighbor, "Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build a city, a tower with its top to heaven, and make a name for ourselves, that we not be scattered on the face of all the earth." Who made them to do that? If we continue reading, we see that Yahweh said, "Let us go and see what children of men are doing." Then they were made not to, it stopped. It was stopped because they couldn't understand. Everybody speak with some other languages, and they left the building, and they just everybody leave that work. And I think this was the children of Israel, or the Hebrews were not there. They were not part of this project. If we read in the book of, we come back in the, chapter 10 here. The children of Abraham, or the Hebrews, were living in let us see verse 24 so as to understand. Just going on quickly. And Arphaxad fathered Canaan, and Canaan fathered Salah, and Salah fathered Eber. This is the name Hebrew came from. And we jump to verse 30, and their dwelling was from Mesha, as you go to Sephar and an eastern mountain. So this was the place where the Hebrew were dwelling, in the hills, the valleys. While this project was going on, these were other people. They were confused because the Hebrew language never changed. It went on like that because Yah wanted to see a language from heaven. And even they were talking to Paul, he had a voice from heaven talking with him in Hebrew language. He sent an angel in Luke 1 verse 31. He sent an angel and he told Mary, you will bear a son and he will be king. The language, the communication of that language was Hebrew. So now, as I'm coming to an end, we have learned that we see the book of Ephesians now, because this will be the last book I am reading, even though there are so many scriptures confirming about the way we will be going. This we were Gentiles by we were not Israelites, we were Gentiles and Israelites are different. Gentiles or a nation. Let us read in this book, the last book. I'm going to end this lesson today. You see the book of Ephesians. Starting verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Because of this, remember that you, the nations, were in the flesh from the beginning, and you were called uncircumcised, you are called uncircumcision, differing from those called circumcision, which is the work of the hands in the flesh. That at that time you were without Messiah, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers of the covenant of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. So that I had said that we, those who have accepted Yeshua Messiah, we are no longer a nation. We are different people. We are Israelites. So you cannot call yourself again, you are a Gentile. No. You have made a covenant with Yahweh. You have been immersed in water and you have become a new creature. An Israelite, believing what Israelites were believing. And this Bible are Israelites. They are the one who wrote the scripture according to Paul when he was saying, thank you very much, and all we may be blessed. Thank you.